Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. In the rapidly growing field of biotechnology, where artificial intelligence tools are increasingly leveraged to discover new drugs and treatments, Scala Biodesign is kind of creating a unique niche for itself right now. The company has recently secured $5.5 million in seed funding, with a specific goal in mind, and that is to make existing or promising drugs more practical by molecular tweaking. So this is a really interesting concept that has been becoming more popular recently. And essentially, this is kind of originating from some research at the Weizmann Institute of Science in Tel Aviv. And Scala's founders have essentially exploited the advances in predicting the 3D structures and behaviors of proteins. And they're doing this with tools like AlphaFold and RoseTTAFold, which is really revolutionizing the field. So Scala integrates these capabilities with other data streams and is aiming to expedite what has traditionally been a slow sort of, you know, it's pretty much a slow faucet of therapeutic molecular engineering. So the challenge in the biotech sector often isn't just the discovery of potential drugs, but making them suitable for mass production and distribution. That's usually the biggest challenge that we're facing here. So some molecular and some molecules really kind of exhibit excellent therapeutic benefits, but they falter when it comes to stability or feasibility, right? So they're, you know, very promising, but they have some big issues. And, you know, the feasibility for mass production isn't quite there for them. So identifying which part of a molecule to modify for improved efficacy is far from straightforward. This is not an easy task, but this is one where they believe AI can play an important role, and this is essentially what we're seeing Scala Biodesign looking to tackle. So Ravitz Netzer, who's the CEO and co-founder of Scala, pointed out, quote, "Protein development process is very complex, and even in large companies, it's largely trial and error. So scientists engineer them by some flavor of random mutagenesis, but now that we know the structure of these proteins, it's clear that randomly changing things is not really an option." So what's really interesting, I think, here is that if you kind of like consider a protein made up of a chain of, you know, let's say 100 amino acids with 20 different options for each position, the number of potential, you know, permutations is so astronomically high that randomly testing them, which is currently what a lot of different companies are doing, is incredibly impractical, right? Which is like the amount of random tests you got to run to try to find the best option, even if you're taking kind of educated guesses, is really, really difficult. So that kind of scattershot approach often leads to dead ends, and it's really time consuming. You know, obviously this in this field, this is going to be the when it's time consuming, that means it's also going to cost millions and millions of dollars. So Scala has turned the corner by really kind of synergizing protein structure predictions with clinical data and observations from naturally occurring proteins. So the result is a computational system devoid of any wet lab experimentation that can focus on high confidence changes for a given outcome. So whether the aim is to improve stability, enhance effects, or simplify manufacturing, Scale's approach helps refine almost their proteins into functional and effective ones. So if they're just really close, but they have some small issues, they're going to actually make it so that those are functional and working proteins. So as a practical example, the company assisted a lab developing a malaria vaccine recently, which was based on naturally occurring protein. So the initial molecule was thermally unstable, which is obviously, posing some significant challenges for transportation and storage. We've seen this with a number of different vaccines and other, things where you got to store them at a specific temperature. It's super cold, and that's really difficult, especially when you're trying to get, refrigerated vaccines to remote areas in the world where they don't have, say, electricity or other things, right? These are people that are in, great need of a lot of these things, especially like this malaria one, right? Malaria is probably one of the top killers in the world. And, if they were able to make it so that the molecules were stable in, in different temperatures, that would be really, really beneficial. So Addy Goldenways, who is the CTO and co-founder, remarked, quote, "They knew they had a problem with thermal stability. They gave one input and got three outputs. Went into the best one, and now it's in clinical trials." So their CTO was also kind of emphasizing that Scale's capabilities extend to making dozens of mutations in larger proteins, a feat which is not commonly accomplished in the field. And according to Netzer, the depth and breadth of Scale's validation is very unique. So from antibodies to eczemas, Scale aims to showcase that major improvements to protein are not mere academic exercises, but can be scaled for industrial applications. So for now, Scala is collaborating with some unnamed pharmaceutical firms and labs, remaining adaptable regarding licensing and kind of business models. But the immediate priority is to validate and deploy their technology. The seed funding, which was led by TLV Partners, is their first financial round. And the company has now emerged from stealth mode and is actively seeking partnerships and studies with the aspirations of making protein engineering as routine as, they say, checking your email, right? But I think this is really impressive. This is a technology that essentially is possible thanks to advances in artificial intelligence. We're able to run these AI models. They've generated these AI models. They're essentially allowing them to check the molecular structure of different medicines. This is really impressive. We've seen some really impressive AIs used for drug discovery as well. And this is just another really impressive use case where essentially they're finding things that are really close to being a good medicine, a good drug. And they're using AI to test a bunch of different variations of the molecules to find one that works. So definitely a very interesting company that we'll continue to follow into the future.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.